Yep, so I'm running out of time at this current location. I'm gonna have to move in a few days, find somewhere to move to. Luckily, the minus 16 degree temperatures are coming next few days, and by the time I have to leave, the weather prognosis is positive in terms of positive degrees Celsius. So less problems. Rain will be a problem, but I won't be freezing to death probably, unless I get wet. Yeah. Anybody who's ever knows anything about living outside, they know that if you get wet and there's any wind, it doesn't take low temperatures to give you hypothermia. It can be quite warm and you can still get hypothermia. I was shaking all night when I slept in the park in Lasnamäe, and it was 12 degrees, but there was a constant breeze, cool breeze on the ground. And I didn't have any special clothing or anything. Anyway. But so I've got to make videos when I can. There's nothing more German than Nietzsche. Sorry, I have some cocoa. I found some cocoa someone left on the sidewalk, two packets of cocoa, and I mixed up with water and sweetener, and I've been drinking that. So there's nothing more Germanic than Schopenhauer, Hegel, and Nietzsche, and Adolf Hitler. Anybody who wants to, there's so many channels where the lies are, and the misinformation, and the ignorance is. My channel doesn't need to add to that. So my channel is not an Elendschuss. So don't complain if I delete some comments that you've made, which I find totally worthless and contraindicated. I'm not productive. If you want an Elendschuss with me, if you want a Socratic dialogue with me, set up another channel and invite me, and I will discuss anything with you. But on my channel, I'm pushing something which no one else is pushing, and I don't even like using the word pushing because it sounds like it needs to be pushed. I'm talking the truth, yeah? The truth is Adolf Hitler was not Christian. He was not religious in the sense that most people are. People are totally ignorant. National Socialism had its own origin story, the Ice Comet. So it had its own religion. It rejected it. Of course, it said Gott mit uns, yeah? This was partly pandering to the general conception of things, yeah. And at a time of war is not the time to totally uproot everybody's belief systems and challenge everything. You need to get people on side and working together. So Hitler even was happy to sponsor buses to drive people to church, because during wartime, church, even the communists reinstated the church during wartime, yeah. Because it panders to humans' fear and need for comfort and sense of certainty. But just remember that the term faith in any other context is called stupidity. Yeah? It's called superstition. It's called credulity. It's called being a fool. Yeah? Willfully believing something, not just when there's no evidence for it, but when all the evidence contradicts it. That's what faith is, yeah. They've taken something which is normally in every other context a negative and used in the pejorative, and for some reason they've put a twist. They've framed this word faith. They've framed the very same things which are normally pejorative as a positive, yeah. They had no choice. So anyway, National Socialism was not Christian. It rejected all the cult of Judah religions, including Marxism and Christianity. National Socialism had its own origin myth and had its own religions, own religion. National Socialism was a secular religion. So please don't, anybody who needs God, needs a comforting belief in the Judeo-Christian God, they don't belong here. This channel is not the Elendschuss. This channel is not the Socratic dialogue. This channel is the antithesis, the antithesis of the thesis being pushed out there. Yeah? If you want to put it that way, I'm trying to expose the truth here. If you want to debate, set up another channel for that. But I don't need anybody who can't handle the truth, you know, can't entertain the truth even, who needs this Judeo-Christian God and who needs this idea of dominion and Semitism, the ideology of Semitism, of exclusive exceptional entitlements. You can go anywhere else in the world and find that. That's all over the internet, yeah? What you'll find here is the truth. And sorry, I can't present well again. My nose is all blocked from all the dust. I've been cleaning again. I put together a bed and everything here. I've been working again. I always do everything I can to repay anybody's help. I reciprocate as well possible. Sadly, I'm in an area that's full of Russians. And as I said to the Russian guy, I arranged to see, to do something with some people, and they're totally typical Slavic, total chaos, absolutely incompetent, totally hopeless, yeah? They have no concept of anything. And I said to them that I would love to become president of Estonia, give the Russians Ida Virumaa as their republic, and watch them scream and say, no, please don't, no, don't make us become a republic, please don't. Because Russia only survives because it has the oil and gas. And this part of this war narrative has been used to undermine that, you know. Russia totally fucks up everything. They only won the wars because of America. And they only exist because of their petrol, etc., mining. So they can't organize anything whatsoever. And the further you go east, the more Slavic the country is, the more chaos and absolute inability to organize anything. Just total, no concept of it at all. But anyway, sorry, I'm meandering. Yeah, so Schopenhauer, Hegel, Nietzsche. There's nothing more German than that, nothing more Germanic. National Socialism incorporates those things. My National Socialism extends National Socialism further. I'm the evolution of Schopenhauer, Hegel, and Nietzsche. I'm the bridge man. People like me, we are the bridge, attempted bridge between the existing, what they call human, and the post-human condition. I would say that what we have now really is a planet of goys with a few humans, a few people trying to evolve into their full humanity. And that necessitates veganism. There's no way around it. Please, somebody out there who's got the time and the resources and access, get me the quote from Goebbels' diary that Divi refers to in The Lightning and the Sun. I'm losing my voice. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm just saying, Schopenhauer, Hegel, Nietzsche. These are the people that completely back up my work. I am the evolution of their work. I'm the evolution of what it means to be German. And remember, I'm talking about being Germanic. Yeah, it's not the nationality German. It's about being Germanic. And then there's even all around the world, there's people who are Germanic, no matter what skin color or nation they belong to. Being Germanic is like it's like the opposite of the ideology of Semitism. The ideology of Semitism is what is the worst thing about the cult of Judah. Being Germanic is the opposite of that. It's like the best things of being Western European. Anyway, I can't even talk anymore. I'm all congested from the dust and everything. Okay, so anyway. I'll be desperately looking for somewhere to shelter again. I'll be looking for shelter, the most basic of human needs, in the next few days. So I make these videos while I can. And I'll upload it tomorrow at the Maxima, the supermarket, if I can. Okay. So remember, this channel is not the Elon Chus. It's not the Socratic dialogue. This is one of the very few spaces in the universe where the whole truth is being presented, and there's the whole universe is full of all the junk crap that people are posting on my page. There's no space for it on my page. You can post it all over the universe. There's no need to reproduce it and replicate it on my page. So don't complain if you post some rubbish and I delete that. Yeah, set up your own page and invite me to Deepo, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Anyway, ciao for now.